Our web poll this morning at WIOD.com, a new state bill targets condo homeowners associations. And according to those who've responded, 63% live in a community with an association and about 36.84% don't. There's a state bill that may make life a little easier for people living in communities with those homeowner associations, and apparently the associations aren't real happy about it. Joining us here on South Florida's First News, the co-sponsor of the bill, state representative from Miami-Dade, Juan Sabata. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you. I'm wonderful. Thanks. What are the main points of this bill, and what's upsetting the associations about it?
Well, the associations aren't really upset about it. I think more the attorneys that represent these associations. And what we're trying to do is pretty much level out the playing field between the homeowners and the condo boards. There's several bills, actually. There's one that deals specifically with condos, another one with homeowners associations. But the final goal of both of these pieces of legislation is to provide some protection for these homeowners, prevent, boards from filing liens or foreclosures on small amounts of money, and just kind of creating a checks and balances that doesn't exist there today.
Isn't there a state agency that monitors these associations?
Well, there's the Department of Business and Professional Regulation oversees these associations, but they do a terrible job, and they really have no enforcement power. So basically, the condo boards and their attorneys, basically complete authority to do as they like, and unless the homeowner goes out and hires a private attorney, there's very little they can do. We've obviously in the last 2 years instituted an ombudsman's office. He's been able to do great progress, but there's still a lot of abuses. And to the degree that I think it's important to recognize that most homeowners associations and condo associations are run properly. It's just a small percentage that are being abusive. You have folks who've been in the boards for years. They think that they basically run the place for their own benefit. And I think to the degree that the most important thing here is that these are people's homes. It really targets the elderly, the retired, the working class families, and we need to provide them with some protection.
What are the top three things that are in the bill here that you feel are the most important items?
Well, obviously, in one of the bills where we put term limits, we talk about, there being requirements of reserves in the budget. Because many times, the boards basically decide not to have reserves in the budget. And then what happens is people get hit with these huge special assessments. They can't afford the property. They're forced to sell, or they have a lien placed on their property. It also prevents them from being foreclosed. It lowers the fees that a lawyer can charge. And I think that's the important thing. And that's what has a lot of these attorneys that now have developed this group called CALL to try to fight these measures, because what we're really preventing is, it's ridiculous if a homeowner gets a letter from an attorney, he's charged $200 for that letter. And that's the kind of stuff that's happening. So we put some limits on what they can charge.
All right, very good. Your legislative session starts on March the 7th. You'll be looking at this then, right?
Correct. And three other bills that deal with condo and homeowners association.
Very good. State Representative from Miami-Dade, Juan Sabata, thanks for your time this morning. I know you're busy. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.